Hi everyone, and welcome to the Fit Me Healthy Smart Start coaching series. Today's interview is sponsored by Healthy Girls Breast Oil and Fit Me Healthy Breast Health Products at www.fitmehealthy.com/vital. That's V as in victory, I-T-A-L. Helping women support healthy breast tissue and prevent health concerns and other important holistic women's health topics. Check out Fit Me Healthy Breast Health Products at the address given. The title of today's interview is What Every Health Conscious Individual Needs to Know About Holistic Women's Health, How to Support Healthy Breast Tissue and Prevent Health Concerns. My name is Linda Osmond of Fit Me Healthy, and today I'm talking with women's holistic breast health expert, Joyce Sabota, about her natural breast health products. So welcome, Joyce.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Linda. I really appreciate being on this webinar with you.
Oh, good. Well, it's my pleasure to have you. So Joyce Sabota is a well-known expert on the subject of holistic women's health and has graciously consented to do this interview to share some of the great information with us about women's health, including breast health, so that every woman in our audience can understand how to support healthy breast tissue and prevent health concerns. I will tell just a little bit about Joyce, and I'll let her tell the rest. But she is certified with the National Holistic Aromatherapy Association in 2003. She's taken advanced courses after that. She's also certified in reflexology in 2006, and she's been using and teaching about the benefits of essential oils since 2002, and there's a whole lot more, but I will leave that for Joyce to tell. So Joyce, again, thank you for joining us on this live interview, and let's jump right in. So I've got my first set of questions is about holistic breast health in general and your background and experience in the field of women's holistic health, so that all the women in our audience can understand who you are, where you're coming from, and how you got started. So first, we can talk about some of the facts about your natural breast care products and how they can accelerate a woman's breast health efforts. So my first question for you, Joyce, is why is looking at breast health holistically even a critical topic right now for women, or maybe not just right now, but always? Yeah, why should they pay attention to this area?
Well, we hear so much about women having pain and tenderness and fibrocystic breasts, and they go to the doctor as soon as they have a pain because the big C word comes up, and that's what they're afraid of. Fear is so prevalent in women when it comes to breast health because it's all around us. So I'd like to just mention that Dr. Christine Northrup is the one who says that if there is pain, it usually isn't cancer. Cancer doesn't cause pain. But what does cause pain and tenderness and fibrocystic is a lack of the lymphatic moving. So I'm real passionate about giving women that information about the lymphatic self-breast massage. Love your girls. You can bounce them. You can do a technique of massage. But just moving the breast tissue, because that's where the toxins build up. And especially because we wear a bra, then there is more incidence of that getting blocked, the lymph getting blocked and causing the pain. So again, oftentimes the breast pain can be moved out by just gently, and it is a gentle movement that you use with lymphatic breast massage. Or brushing, you know, that's another way too. So,
yeah, that's great. That's really good. So you've given us already some practical information there, and we might be able to get into that even in more detail as we go around. And you, since we've known each other a little while, I think you know that I'm very passionate as well about the lymphatic system, lymphatic movement. So, and also the breast care and breast massage. So would you say besides women, is there really anybody else who should be paying close attention to the natural breast health arena?
Well, there is an incidence of men developing breast cancer. About 1% of the cancer, breast cancer, is in men. So there, you know, the men should also watch their hormone levels, sugar intake, you know, practice a healthy lifestyle. And then I had developed, or I have developed, a healthy guy oil, and it has frankincense and basil and cedarwood and cypress, you know, several oils in there that are beneficial for prostate health. So I put that, you know, in my repertoire of the personal blends that I make.
Fantastic. Great. Yeah, and I know we're going to learn more about how you really know your stuff to be able to customize and do those blends, but I think that's wonderful that you also focus on men's health as well. So women that are listening, needing gifts for your husband.
So yes, that was a while ago. I created that in conjunction. Yep, for men.
Great. Well, thank you. Joyce, where do you see the opportunities right now for women when it comes to holistic breast health? What's out there?
There is so much information out there. They just need to take time to research it and look what's available. You know, instead of, like I said, they go to the doctor and they listen to the doctor and they get scared and the doctor might suggest a removal or, you know, for first biopsy, and then it just goes on and on and on and bad stuff happens. So there are other ways, and if they're diagnosed with breast cancer, again, they have time then, and women aren't usually given the time to research. But research would be a good thing to do beforehand and learn what they can do. So thermography, I'd like to bring that up in here because it is a breast screening, and I know we're bombarded with mammography. And, you know, in October, there's always a run and walk for breast cancer. But I'd like to change the thought of October being a breast health month and focus on that more. Thermography is a breast screening which detects abnormal cells much, much earlier, like 6 to 7 years earlier than a mammography will pick it up. So that's a choice, and if women don't know about that, there is information and a lot of information on the web, on, you know, the internet. And
thanks, Joyce.
I promote that, yep.
Yes, I actually do thermography as well. Okay, excellent. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so let's move on. So can you tell us a little more in terms of your personal background, education, and experience in holistic health in general? Like, when did you get started? What kind of things have you done, experiences? Well, let's just start with where you got started, if you'd want to
Well,
in on that.
I guess the general holistic health, when I became interested in, you know, with hormone stuff, that was probably 20 years ago as I was going into menopause. And so I learned about hormones and what they were doing and not doing. And so I got off of the Synthroid after being on that for a while and found out about progesterone. So that was kind of an early start. But then the company that I started with in 2000 was telling, you know, telling about harmful ingredients. Well, that too was an eye-opener, and I couldn't believe that harmful ingredients were in our personal care products. So again, that was 16 years ago. I learned about that. And then from there, that same company introduced me to therapeutic quality essential oils, and that was an eye-opener. Wow, these things were like medicinal. These things were awesome. They healed. That's claiming. But they made you feel better. I was working with Alzheimer's at the time and caregivers, very involved with the Alzheimer's Association and doing essential oil classes. Then once I learned about them, I thought, oh, I've got to share this information with others, you know, so they can help themselves, because caregivers are truly stressed out, and so they could help themselves and their loved ones. So my mom had Alzheimer's, and she passed in 2002, but I had just started learning about the essential oils. So I would use lavender. That was the one that I used to help her rest during the anxiety times of the late afternoon. So I used that, of course, learned a lot more and continued to learn. And then I presented at the State Alzheimer's Conference in 2003 and again in 2004. And it was about essential oils and the amygdala gland that is a part of the brain that stores memory. So it was a very good time for me. But then the focus changed as my sister developed a cancer, and it was a breast cancer, metastasized breast cancer. In 2006, she passed, and she was 10 years younger than me. And my whole focus switched. I thought, why couldn't I have helped her more? You know, I did use a little bit. I was just learning reflexology at that time, 2006. And I didn't know a whole lot about that, but I wanted to do whatever I could. So the evening that she passed, we had the family had all gathered, and as she was, I think we had helped her up to the bathroom or something, and she looked at me and she said, "Joyce, can I come to your house?" I knew she wasn't going to be able to come to my house. There was no way. She was oxygen, very weak. But I said, "Yes, you can come to my house. Why would I say no?" And, you know, there was no reason for that. So she smiled, and that's just a big smile. And then later on that evening, she passed. So I believe there was something divine going on there, where maybe her spirit was letting go and felt like it needed a place to go and spend some more time. So I believe, you know, that's how I became passionate with breast health.
Well, thank you so much. That's for sharing that. That's I'm sure that was an emotional time, watching her go through that and helping her through that. And then I know you have such a passion for helping women in education and in practical ways with breast health, that you surely are carrying on the mission of your sister in many ways. I'm quite certain of that. So thank you. That's kind of a intimate experience. Thank you for sharing that with us and opening your heart to us with that. What kinds of things or experiences, is there anything else in holistic health? You already mentioned even working with Alzheimer's. So I think that's important to give our audience that perspective, that women's health is something that we continue to work on. You know, there's the whole anti-aging things that we do, like the healthy lifestyle that helps us as we age. And I think you gave me permission to do this, so I just want to say how impressed I am with you, Joyce, that you haven't really said this yet, but you run your own company and you are 76 vibrant years young and just amazing and active. And so I just commend you on the work that you're doing in your own life, because it's obviously affecting you in a very positive way. And you have so much experience to share with us. I'm not young like 20s. I'm in my 50s, but I'm loving what I learn from you all the time. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Linda, for your kind words too.
Yes, you are very welcome. Well, it's obvious to me and hopefully our audience that you really know your stuff when it comes to women's holistic health and breast health in particular. So let's switch gears a little bit now and find out more about your breast care products that you've created, and how they help the women in our audience who are seeking natural solutions. A question I have for you, first of all, I want to emphasize, because there's so much out there, meaning online and just in the general community, about essential oils right now, but I do want to stress and emphasize that you actually have a certification in aromatherapy, and I know that that means a lot. Sometimes we dabble in things, but you actually are certified and can make custom blends as well. So so that, I think, gives you some insight and training experience that we don't have, that we're going to learn from you on that. But first, let me ask you, what are just some of your practical daily foundations for maintaining or promoting breast health?
Well, I believe, you know, there are certain steps that we all can take for natural breast health, and I put them on my website as a free gift, so anyone can go there and get that free gift. What it is practical and easy steps that everyone, like I said, can take. So I'll just list them. There's a lot more information on each one. So individualize your diet, meaning reducing your body's toxic burdens, like avoiding processed food and eliminating sugars and carbohydrates, and investigating your food sensitivities, because if your body doesn't want it, you know, you don't want to keep putting it in there. And I'm talking like maybe it's dairy, maybe it's ice cream, that kind of thing. You can check your hormone levels. So the second one here is, you know, and that's relating to food too. But the second one is get regular physical exercise. There's actually research that shows 30% lower risk of breast cancer when you have regular exercise. And it might be, you know, we can include the lymph massage in that too, and don't be afraid to sweat. Number three is giving a loving breast self massage daily, and again we talked about that one, and we can talk about it more. There's a technique again from Dr. Christine Northrup, and kind of have that on my brochure, and you can use that, but don't feel you need to, because any kind of movement. Fluffing. I started out with fluffing. That was just, I got that from Cheryl Chapman out in New Jersey. And she's a holistic breast advocate and massage person. But she goes around the country and teaches that. But she's got a website too, Cheryl Chapman. But anyway, so I asked her if I could put that in my brochure, and that was just fluffing. But I thought there was more than just fluffing. Fluffing is just bouncing your girls up and down. So that lymphatic massage is very important and one of the steps to create the holistic health. And then number four, I've got like therapeutic quality essential oils. And I do have essential oils on my website. They're 100% pure, high-quality therapeutic oils. And I wouldn't use anything else. but it doesn't mean that one company is not as good as the other company. Just know the company and know what you're getting. But essential oils doesn't have to be just one company. Just know that. You know, you get a lot of hype from some of the network marketing companies. It doesn't have to be a certain company. You can find quality essential oils from smaller companies too. I like what I have on my website. There's smaller quantities, so 7.5 milliliter makes it more affordable, so you can try more than one at a time. And then there's the avoiding restrictive clothing, which is, you know, like underwire, bras. We definitely don't want anything like that. I've chosen to very rarely wear a bra anymore. Oh, it feels so freeing. So I wear a camisole, and then it's like an undershirt, but it's a nicely fitted camisole, and that's what I usually wear all the time now. Underwires can be detrimental for heart health as well as lymphatic health. So you want to avoid restrictive clothing. Breathe deeply and slowly from your diaphragm. Actually, that is a type of lymphatic massage. As you are breathing deeply and you breathe in your belly and then move it on up to your chest, a deep breath, and your diaphragm is working, and that is moving the lymphatic system there too. So, and then get plenty of good sleep, another step here. It helps prevent hypertension and your stress level. So, you know, make sure you're doing the right things to get that quality sleep. Examine your emotional issues. So important to love yourself, forgive others, forgive yourself, and know that you are doing everything that you can. You know, just know you're doing everything that you can for your holistic health. Consider adding thermography. I think this is a really important one. For, again, many people do not know about it, but do check it out. You can go to meditherm.com. There's another one, Thermography Online. Those are two websites that have, that'll show you different states and, you know, all the states and where the clinics are, where the thermography clinics are. So find one for you. You know, that's near you. And so those are the nine steps, and, you know, we could add more to each one, and this is a free gift. Each one is developed a little bit more on the website. And then, of course, it does give you the massage. And also, another gift is that Lady Lymph. Lady Lymph came along when I created the Healthy Girls Breast Oil, and that was in 2007. After my sister died in 2006, I was asked by a thermographer if I could create a breast oil, and I said, I'd love to. And I started searching which oils would I put in. I already been using the oils for 5 years, and I thought, I knew the benefits, and I knew they worked. And I thought, okay, what would be good for breast health? And as I searched, I found clinical studies that showed that orange and other citrus oils had clinical studies that showed they were, large amounts of D-limonene, which is a monoterpene, and it is one that stops and regresses abnormal cells. And so I thought, oh, we got to put that one in. And of course, frankincense has the monoterpene D-limonene also in it. There's the other things that are in the Healthy Girls, the other oils that are in there are, we have lemon, another citrus with D-limonene. There's lavender and geranium. Both are cell regenerators. And actually liver, when I found that geranium, I think geranium is a woman's oil anyway, because it balances, regenerates tissue, and it, you know, it helps for hormonal level, and it's just a beautiful balancing oil. But I found that it opens the liver to discharge toxins. And I thought, oh, I've got to put that one in. Lavender, of course, it does everything. Balances physically and emotionally, and, of course, it regenerates and repairs tissue. There's marjoram. And when I found this one, I thought, oh, how beautiful, because it is for congestion, eases congestion and pain. And there was a folklore that called it joy of the mountains. Well, we have mountains. Some may be small and some may be large. There is Nerolina, which is an Australian oil, and actually this kind of blends all of them together. It's what makes it gives it that beautiful smell. And that's one of the things that people love. I've never heard anyone say that they don't like it. It is beautiful. Rose Absolute is in there, and of course that's our love oil. And that gives you the emotional balance and brings well-being and love to the body. So there are 8 essential oils, and they're all infused with the jojoba oil. So, and jojoba oil itself, I really wanted to use that because a couple real important reasons. It unclogs the pores. It's very absorbent. It's anti-inflammatory. And it feels good on the skin. But another really important reason is because it has a long shelf life. So as we put it out into the market, into the stores, and thermographers have it, it's not going to, you know, get rancid like some of the oils do. Most of the oils, most of the carrier oils will, you know, have a year shelf life, but this has a much longer shelf life, so.
That's wonderful, and I have to tell you, and I probably have told you this before, but the way I was introduced to you was when I first had my first thermography appointment years ago. So I don't know how many years ago now. That's when I heard about your product, and that's when I started using it, and that's when I started recommending it, and that's when people started giving me feedback that they had fibrocystic breasts or pain, lumps, whatever, and they started using it, doing the massage, and they don't anymore. So I love your product. I use it. I try to do it every day, along with other lymphatics. So it's wonderful, and you're right. It's a beautiful smell, and I just appreciate it. I know that I can I'm a DIY kind of person, and I do a lot of things myself, but knowing that you have researched the oils and you know I mean, you've taken classes, and you know, I've actually taken some classes from an aromatherapist, and so I know that you know a lot, and I appreciate that you've blended this together in the right proportions, that it will do what you know, you're intending for it to do for breast health, and it does work. So thank you for creating that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I don't create it myself anymore. So for 2 years, I would drop the oils in the bottle, and I would add love. I actually added love to each. As I put love, 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 you know, and put the drops in myself. For 2 years, I did that and then labeled it. Well, I wanted a consistent product because once in a while, maybe a fourth drop would go in, or, you know, it wasn't going to be consistent. So, so I started searching. I went down to Iowa, came back and found who I needed to go with then in Massachusetts. So it was in 2009, and that was kind of recession area time. But she took on my little business, and she made gallons, and she'd send me gallons of Healthy Girls breast oil. We changed it a little bit. We put jojoba oil in at that time, but it was an organic jojoba oil. I'm saying but no, the rest of the story is, okay, 2 years, and I purchased the gallons from her, still had to fill the bottles, and still had to put the labels on. And then in 2011, I met this gentleman who is from Australia. So he has his own essential oil companies over in Australia, and he now lives in Hopkins, Minnesota, and he markets his oils to the hospitals in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So anyway, I said to him, I met him at a health show, and I said to him, you know, what do you think of my blend, Healthy Girls? He said, it's a little muddy. And I said, what do you mean? What do you mean it's muddy? Well, he said the organic jojoba oil will make it a little muddy. Like I said, he knew chemistry. He knew everything about essential oils, all how the chemistry worked together. And so he said, you know, I could put this together for you and for the same price that you're buying the gallons for. And I thought, wow, no brainer. I'm going to do that. So I met with him, and we chose Nerolina from Australia. And that is a type of tea tree. There's like hundreds of different tea trees. And he gave me a choice of, there's a Rosalina and a Nerolina. Nerolina was the one that won out and is the one that is used in Healthy Girls. So I don't put the oils in the bottle anymore. I have somebody do it very professionally and very exacting, and, you know, it's perfect. It is, it is not, there's nothing like it in the country that has this expertise behind it. I'm going to just say that because I believe it. So,
that's fantastic.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. What's your next
question? That's fantastic, though, because you so not only do you have your expertise, but then you have someone else who even ran an essential oil company also then giving you input. And I do want to mention this, since you mentioned the Nerolina, one of my clients, one of my TTAP clients, who had purchased the Healthy Girls breast oil and then asked, because she knew she had an allergy to tea tree, and I remember emailing you, it's like, is this okay? And you said, this should be fine for someone that even has a tea tree allergy. So I just want to mention that if that pertains to anybody else out there, because of the type of oil that it is.
Right, so, and again, he wouldn't put anything in it. I haven't found anyone who is allergic to any of this. So
Okay, great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So just a general question, and maybe we've already answered this. If we have, we can move on. Who should use it? Who should use the Healthy Girls breast oil?
Well, you know, I think any woman could benefit from using it. And I'd say as early as, you know, teenagers. And it's so lovely. But that's my philosophy. It is a preventative, but it could be used as a perfume. It could be used as a deodorant. I oftentimes use it as a deodorant. I might add a little lime to it or a tea tree or whatever you'd like, you know, but I use it as I'm putting it on my breast. I just naturally put it under my arms, and like I said, I oftentimes do put a little bit of an astringent. Lime is another a really good one to add to it, maybe if you're going to use it as a deodorant. And
great,
that's something
tip.
I'm working on, wanting to get a roll-on deodorant. So that's in the future, but maybe not too far away future.
Excellent. I do the same thing. I'm like, while I'm using this, I'm just going to put it under my arms too, because I don't like using anything much more than baking soda. So that's wonderful. Yeah, it's and I have to vouch for the teenager because I've had my teenagers use this when, you know, I felt good reason to be using that young. So you mentioned preventative. You mentioned some of the other external uses, perfumes, deodorant. We're not claiming that Healthy Girls is healing or curing anything, but can you just tell some of the testimonials just quickly or highlight some of the conditions that people have used it for and have reported, you know, that they're pleased, that they've had good results?
Yes, there's several on my website. One of the girls said that she suffered extremely. She was a young gal, 28, and she had hard, tender breasts just before and during the week of her period every day. And then the next month, she had soft breasts, and she didn't have that pain again. Many of them are telling how they love the smell. There was one of the girls, I don't know if that one's in my brochure, but someone was using it after she had a mastectomy, and she was using it on the scarring tissue because it just pulled and was so tight. And it's very, very good for any kind of scarring. And another girl said her breasts were tender, like I said, the fibrocystic and tender breasts, and her husband would like to give her a massage every once in a while. And she would kind of push him away until she started using the Healthy Girls. And, you know, now she's not pushing his advances away anymore. I think that's how she says it. Another lady says how nice it is to use, you know, right after the shower. It's, you know, with her other things that she's putting on her face, her makeup and things. So, and it's a lovely, has a lovely fragrance. Many people mention that. So lots of benefits there.
Great. I'm sure there are probably a lot of other stories. I've also gotten reports from people that have purchased your oils from me saying similar things. So again, we're not claiming that it's healing anything, but it's definitely people are pleased with their results. Do you have any idea how long it takes for someone to get results? You might have said this on your first example, and I don't know if it was just for me or if everyone, there was a little bit of a cutout, the 28-year-old girl. Did you say, or can you say, like, have you, what's kind of typical? I know everybody's different, and you can't, we're not making any claims here or anything, but
right.
Is it pretty quick that some people get results?
Yes, I had one person email me, and she says it was over the weekend that she noticed a difference. My daughter said, you know, she doesn't do mammograms, but she had an ultrasound, and it showed she was scared. So I went over there and I sat in with the technician doing the ultrasound, and so you could see the lumps. And she says, "Well, how do I know that's not cancer?" And the technician said, "Well, the cancer would have fingers out." But it was lumps. Anyway, so she used the Healthy Girls and the breast massage, and it was about 3 months, but, you know, they were very painful. So before that, and so after 3 months, there were no, and her testimony was in there, there were no lumps anymore, and she's fine. There's also the thermographers that use it, and they give it, maybe they sell it to the lady when she comes in the first time for her thermography scan. And then in 3 months, they come back for a repeat, so they get a baseline. And so that in that 3 months, starting to, and they maybe are doing other lifestyle changes, you know, their diet and exercise and the lymphatic massage, but they are noticing on the thermography that the fibrocystic and the red isn't there anymore. So that's what you're wanting. You know, if you know from thermography, you want cool breasts. You don't want them hot, because if it's red, the red color on thermography means that there's abnormal cells getting blood that way. And so, yeah, a small carcinoma can be moved out with a lymphatic massage and Healthy Girls. And if you can't use Healthy Girls, I really, 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 really recommend the lymphatic massage.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. Absolutely need to be moving, need to be getting movement in the breast for the breast tissue. Yeah, for the whole lymphatic system, the fascia, everything needs to be moving. And I just wanted to make a couple points just to clarify for anyone that hasn't done thermography and might be considering it. You don't have to go every 3 months. What Joyce was talking about was that when you very first get started, just like maybe mammography does the same thing, maybe not in 3 months, but to get a baseline to see what your normal is or where you're at, and then just that initial time, you might want to do it 3 months again, just to, you know, see if there are any changes, and then you're good for whatever they tell you, a year,
yeah,
whatever.
Usually mm-hmm. a year, yeah.
Yeah, and then I thought there was something else I wanted to say about the thermography. And just to emphasize what you were saying, the red, because it's a color, it's a heat scan, and the color, there'll be different colors. Blue is the cool, I don't know if it's the coolest, maybe green is the coolest, or yellow,
blue,
but
the
anyway,
there,
blue is the coolest. Okay, so anyway, there's a range of colors that you would see, and as Joyce said, red is inflammation. In other words, in my terminology, it's inflammation. So that's mm-hmm. why, and we definitely want to avoid inflammation in the body and eliminate it. So that's wonderful that they're seeing those amazing results, and I can believe it. So why do you think, Joyce, I know my own opinion on this, but my own reasons, why do you think that someone should use Healthy Girls breast oil instead of trying to figure this out on their own, or maybe opposed to to using, you know, just some other product that they find, or how do you think it makes their life easier or better for them if they were to use the Healthy Girls Breast Oil?
Well, of course, it's all ready for them. And it does last. You didn't ask that. We didn't address that. But, you know, it'll last a good 3 months if you're using it every single day and two times a day. It'll still last just 3 months. If you're using it once a day, you've got 6 months in that one-ounce bottle. And it's all ready. And it's all researched, and it's all lovingly put together, you know, by a guru who knows what he's doing. So, and yes, you can take, and I would, years ago, I would look at a bottle and I'd say, oh, I've got this and this and this, and I'll put it together and, you know, do that if you want to, but you aren't getting all the benefits then. But when you're using Healthy Girls Breast Oil, you are getting all the benefits. It's 100%.
Excellent. I agree on this one. Like I said, I do make so many of my own things, but on this one, this is one that I just feel so confident in your product. And so did you say if we use it, I know that bottle lasts a long time, and I really appreciate that. Once a day lasts 6 months, twice
it
a day,
could
or one pump?
You know, some people will only pump it once, but it's just automatic. I do three times, you know. So, it's in a spritzer bottle, and it's an oil. So you put it in your hands, and then you've got it in your hand, and you're putting it on your breast. So, and that's important rather than a roll-on. Or there's reasons why it's in a spritzer bottle, because we want you to love your girls, to touch your girls, to massage them and love them and tell them, talk to them, and let them know that they are beautiful just the way they are. And so the love goes with it.
I mean, if you're doing the massage, then you've got the oil on your hands. You are, you know, touching, and you're massaging, and you're getting personal here. So,
right.
You know, that's, you know, you can't really do that with a roll-on. You're not going to do the massage
No.
with a roll-on or something like that. So right, I agree with you. And I don't know where I originally thought it was two pumps, so it's just two
well,
pumps.
Well, I don't,
like a good
I think
amount.
You know, if you have a larger breast, you're going to pump it three times. I have small breasts, but I still pump it three
you
times.
You still, yeah, I think it's just what we get used to. But the bottle lasts a long time, and it's very well worth the investment, I have to say.
Very reasonable.
Very reasonable. And I'm going to give you information, everybody information, on how they can get a hold of your product. Is there anything else that I haven't asked you about the Healthy Girls Breast Oil that you'd like to share?
No, I think you're just going to mention again about the free gifts.
Yes.
I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah. And I do want to mention, too, that Joyce, she might have said this already, and I'll just say it again, that she does also offer the individual oils, quite a variety, actually, and, again, coming from great quality source. I remember when I first met you, I was bombarding you with questions about where do you get your oils, and what about this, and what about that. So I like to check everything out pretty thoroughly. So, and people can do the same, but I have gone through the rigorous questioning of Joyce to find out. Okay, so let me wrap this up and say thank you so much, Joyce Sabota, for this great interview. I am sure that all the women in our audience learned a lot about how the Healthy Girls Breast Oil and other Fit Me Healthy breast health products that they can find at www.fitmehealthy.com/vital. Again, that's V as in Victory, I-T-A-L. How they can help them get great results with holistic women's health. So thank you very much for sharing your story and experiences so graciously. Sounds like you don't have any final thoughts. We've kind of talked about that. So again, thank you for sharing with us, and thank you to all the women in our audience for joining us for this excellent interview about how you can take your holistic women's health efforts to the next level. I'm Linda Osman of Fit Me Healthy. And thanks for joining us on the Fit Me Healthy Smart Start Coaching Series. I'd like to invite you to claim Joyce's free gifts and to check out the Fit Me Healthy breast products, including I think we have skin brushing and other things that go along nicely with the oil and the massage. And I will say that the massage is detailed in Joyce's brochures that come with the product with some nice diagrams that she's also put in there. And she has the Lady Lymph poster that you can download when you go to the link that I've already given you. And she has her 9 easy steps for great health. So again, you can find all these products at www.fitmehealthy.com/vital. And I invite you to go there today for more on how you can succeed with holistic women's health. Thank you and have a great day. Thanks, Joyce.
Yeah, thank you so much.